This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Have we gone rogue here? What the heck is that? Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Kentucky. What are you saying? No, we have not gone rogue. Don't worry. It's still the Robert Scott Bell Show, your humble and lovable organic orthorexic homeopath with an attitude here. Sunday afternoon on the East Coast, Sunday morning on the West Coast. Welcome, my friends, to the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. Super Docs.
McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut.
Why are you singing that song? It's like Jabba the Hutt. It's like, is the San Diego Comic-Con impacting your brain?
You know what? Listen, we most of us grew up with these names, with these fast food restaurants. For some of us, they were kind of a normal staple of life, at least in our younger years, right?
I admit it. That was my upbringing. You've heard me say it many times.
We have some fast food news for today. To start off our Sunday Robert Scott Bell Show, some cool fast food news, believe it or not.
If you like fast food, this is a story for you. We're going to get to it in a moment. But what else we do? I gotta get an overview. Sometimes you wake up and just turn over and hear, oh, the show is on. It's our first day of the week. And we did
not just tip everybody off as to what our Sunday morning show prep is, did we?
No, we did not do that. No, actually, we got some good prep.
Are you awake? What do you want to do?
I'm excited because we have another Rob coming on the show today. It's Doc Rob. And Doc Rob Streisfeld is back. He's going to join us and talk about the emerging CBD, THC, cannabis, marijuana, hemp economy, and how you can get in on it, plus some scientific support for the reasons why you want to utilize that plant in your life for many reasons. So Doc Rob's going to join us. We've got many mysteries of water, maybe mystical water we'll talk about with Paul Bertero. We're going to hear from him. He's still on the road since the Healing Revolution Summit. That's coming up. And if you have a question or comment, we do have some question comments of the day coming through robertscottbell.com. It's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the show notes are linked up and ready to go for you to see where we may emerge on the other side of the fast food wars. But, you know, farm to table. You've heard me talk about when I do these trips out of town, loving, you know, when we find like a farm to table restaurant. Everybody understands that what that is now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what was the one that we ate at in Chicago?
Glen Prairie.
Glen Prairie
was
excellent,
wasn't it?
Restaurant. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm still savoring the flavorings, which were non-GMO, non-MSG, which was great.
That's right.
Really, really good stuff. Now, farm to table includes. I think you were at like the farm to table brewery. Right, in Southern Oregon when you reported live
that
from
was
there?
the Standing Stone. Excellent, excellent place. Everything local source. In fact, they have their own farm, which is even more awesome that they go to get the ingredients.
I like the thought of that, just like I'd like everybody to convert their own kitchen into farm to table by growing at least some of what they are putting on the plate every day for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And we've got news on that as well, so stick around. But, yes, fast food, right? It's a convenient culture. The only fast food foray I've made in the last years has been into Chipotle because of their commitment to sustainable agricultural practices, moving non-GMO. Sometimes they'll have organic. Certainly their animal product selection, free range, more humanely raised, that kind of thing, right. For those who are not vegetarians. And it seems like they're doing all right. They're doing just all right. Maybe they're doing actually great. I mean, do you see the jump in their stock, quarterly profit and everything? 26% in the last quarter, evidently.
Yeah. Ever since they made the jump to making completely all GMO and supporting that lifestyle, their profits have gone up. And it's funny because a lot of people thought it was going to go the other way. They thought it was going to be like, oh, you know, you're going to, you know, be one of those elite foo-foo people, you know, like, we don't do GMOs. And they actually found that it actually increased their bottom line, which is good for them because people are willing to pay more to get good food.
It's what I've said for years, right? Although I was probably one of the first to say that. But here we've been doing it. Now you have access, and it's growing because of the success of Chipotle. Other chains want in. McDonald's, I wonder if they're regretting ever selling it back to the original owner. So there's a new generation of smaller fast food chains that are opening up, as they call it, fast behind Chipotle. And they're talking or taking food with integrity mantra even further, evidently. So I don't know any of these chains that we're going to mention here.
I haven't either, but I'm intrigued. I want to find out where they are and go check them out.
Yeah, if you're listening live today or even off the air, you can let us know. 866-939-2355. Have you tried any of these out to see if their food integrity is yummy, too? Tender Greens, L-Y-F-E Kitchen, Sweet Green, and Native Foods. And they have different things like grass-fed beef, organic produce, sustainable seafood, and menus that change with the season. A lot of them are going local. Some are vegetarian and even vegan. And a few evidently impose calorie ceilings, which I'm not a fan of. I mean, I want you to eat just enough, but how long does it take for people to figure out what is just enough? We'll get to that in a moment. But as they say here in the article, yes, it costs more, but the people are flocking in and saying, I want that. The days of cheap 99-cent menus, are their days numbered? What is happening to the McDonald's of the world? Are people finally getting wise that it's not really food? It's calories with pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and GMOs, and it might not be the best for you. You spend 99 cents now, you spend a zillion dollars on cancer later. Could that be the realization? Could that be the awakening, Super Don?
Yeah. Well, and I like this new trend, because farm-to-table generally is relates to restaurants, but this is fast food. So it's kind of they've had to come up with a new term for this. So now instead of farm-to-table, in this trend, it's called farm-to-counter. And that's really cool, because if you notice, you see, like, you got farm-to-truck. We've seen that, you know, where you got like the food trucks that are doing the local stuff. I think there was one out at the Cannabis Cup when we were in Denver.
Yeah.
They were doing the farm to truck. Now it's farm to counter for fast food. So we're seeing a lot of businesses that are moving towards locally sourced produce, which is really cool. I mean, how long have we been waiting for this trend, right?
Yeah, we'll have to ask Doc Rob if they've come out with cannabis cars, you know, home delivery. That's happening.
They
home
do.
Delivery.
Yes, yeah. They do. That's been around for a while, actually. Yeah.
So it's a shifting world we live in. There's still a lot of challenges to make it work. And if everybody today realized how poisoned, if you can call it that, or how intoxicated their food was, and they switched over to organic, we would be in big trouble. There just would not be enough. And we've already covered issues and stories about shortages of even Chipotle. Sometimes you'll go into a Chipotle and they'll say, we cannot access the grass-fed beef that we normally have, and so that it's conventional. And at least they'll be upfront and honest about it. And so you can make a conscious choice about the food that you're doing. So the farm-to-counter movement. I remember going, there was a chain in San Diego. I think it was local to San Diego. Maybe Doc Rob knows about it, that has like organic free-range type burgers, grass-fed burgers. And I think they even do organic french fries. So to think about all the food that we grew up with, I know the culinary collapse of the world happened in America, of course, with the advent of fast food. Could there be a resurgence in embracing the comfort foods of America and convert them at least into something healthier? Now, I'm not advocating that eating fast food french fries, even if they're organic, and burgers every day, morning, noon, and night, is the way to go for health. That's not what I'm saying. But is there a way?
That's not what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Just being clear. You know, because somebody, like you said, when you tried to say I endorse, what did I endorse the other day?
Tasty cakes.
Right.
You endorse tasty cakes.
If Super Don messes with the audio and says I endorse suddenly eating this 24 hours a day, that's not what I'm saying.
But I would never do that.
You would never do that. Except if you're ornery and upset with me for who knows what. I don't know what that would be.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So this Veggie Grill is a vegan chain with 25 stores on the West Coast, and they serve nachos and buffalo wings made with meat substitutes. I don't know what that means. I haven't had it. If you have, let me know. But they evidently made the list of the 50 fastest growing small chain restaurants in the United States.
Does that kind of scare you?
It doesn't,
buffalo
actually.
Buffalo wings with a meat substitute?
Yeah, I just don't know what that would be. So mystery meat nachos.
That reminds me of the very first time that you and I were at an event together years ago. It was in Central Point, Oregon,
right.
And there was a big festival going on, and these people got married there, and you were giving a lecture and all that. You remember that?
It was outdoors.
And it was my first exposure to an event like that, and I was hungry. I was sitting there, and I was like, man, I need to eat something. I'm starving, but I don't recognize any of this food around here. I don't know what I'm supposed to eat because it's all, like, raw, you know, all this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know what this is. And there was this one stand that said they had tacos, and I was like, all right, tacos, finally something I recognize. I walked up there and I said, I want one taco, please. And they're like, okay, and they reach down there and they hand me this gigantic rolled up, I've never seen a lettuce leaf so big in my life. It was bigger than my head. And I'm like, I want a taco though. And it was a raw taco, and the taco shell was made of the lettuce leaf,
right?
And the taco meat was like some kind of like nuts and stuff that were ground up with spices and stuff like that.
Did you finish it, though? Did you finish it?
You know what? I was so hungry I did, but I can't say that it didn't taste good. But meat substitute, really, you know, when people say meat substitute, a lot of people go, oh, man, you know.
But it was good, wasn't it? It was pretty good.
It was good. It can be good if it's made right.
By the way, most adults are members of the Clean Plate Club, as Super Don just made evidence of. He finished his raw burrito or whatever it was, taco. And the thing is about the Finish Your Plate Club, of course, I tell my daughter, you know, eat all your food or else you're not getting snacks later. And she'll do it. But evidently adults are all members, pretty much, 92%. They'll eat everything on their plate. Why? Because I think you've been on this planet long enough to know how much you can eat, right? Kids, their eyes will be bigger than their bellies. And
don't you know kids are starving in Japan? Eat your food.
No, they're radiated there. We don't like that.
Oh.
Hey, Rand Paul wants to protect the states. We're going to talk about that after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Crank it up. All right, cannabis cures coming up. CBD, THC, and the like. We've got Dr. Rob scheduled for the bottom of the hour. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live on Natural News Radio and our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. Heard around the world on UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 Down Under and podcasts galore, iTunes and beyond. The archives are there, free and downloadable. We'll get you some more information. We got a major announcement on our Monday through Friday show. If you're a listener here every Sunday, we're going to give you some updates on the time for listening live starting August 1st. Stand by for that.
No, and August 4th.
What?
August 4th.
I just said stand by for that. What are you talking about?
You said August 1st.
It's did August I say August 4th. 1st?
You said August 1st.
I didn't even hear myself. Go have a raw taco. Go ahead.
And you just endorsed Tasty Cakes. See, I told
you. I did not. You, see,
even, you don't even know what you say half the time.
Alzheimer's. Abba-da-bee, abba-da-boo. That I say. All right, let's see. Let's go into the cannabis thing. Oh, Paul Bertier is going to join us later talking mysteries of water. You in the United States here, of course, we have cannabis news all the time. And Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, has just filed a measure to protect medical marijuana states from the feds. Now, I would say that he doesn't need to do that because the 10th Amendment is clear in its assertions of state sovereignty, if I can call it that, over the feds in regards to laws that are not made in pursuance to the Constitution. That is the banning of a plant known as cannabis. However, having said that, this amendment to Senate Bill 2569 in the Bring Jobs Home Act, it would explicitly allow states to pass medical marijuana laws despite the Federal Controlled Substances Act. And then it would also bar prosecutions of patients and doctors involved in medical marijuana when they are in compliance with state laws. It's like
so basically this is like an amendment to a Senate bill that is just reaffirming the 10th Amendment.
Correct, correct. It's Rand Paul doing his thing to limit the Fed's, blockading, if you will. Now, the question is, was he aware of any kind of incursion that the Obama administration planned, like sending in the A-10 warthogs? Are they called warthogs still? What do they call the A-10s?
I believe they are, yeah.
Something. You know, if you think about it, when the left argues that the 10th Amendment is a racist thing, you know, that those people who are tenthers are racist because they're for slavery, they don't acknowledge that the 10th Amendment was used to nullify federal laws, the so-called Fugitive Slave Acts, that would require states, the northern states, to return the slaves to the south, those who had escaped. And that's kind of an inconvenient truth, so to speak, when they try to paint everybody who's a tenther in the wrong corner, so to speak. Yet this is something that is supposedly a leftist issue, the freeing up of the plant known as cannabis on the state level. But we also have reported so many times where state governors, Democrats included, have said, whoa, we can't move too quickly here. The feds have authority, or I'm worried about it for any number of reasons, so that they don't play the freedom game even when their constituency would support them. So it tells you that there's a larger game afoot at the federal level that the Paul family has been throwing a monkey wrench in for many years now, and Senator Paul is doing that as well. Now, the unfortunate thing about this bill is it's likely not going to even get a vote, and they say it's because of partisan gridlock in the Senate. But
no.
Yeah, I know.
Partisan gridlock.
That would never happen.
What's that?
Yeah, but the positive thing here for Senator Paul is that he'll introduce it in other legislation. He's not going to give up, I don't believe, anyway. So we'll see where that goes. But there's so many questions coming up, and we've got a question of the day coming up about how do I involve myself, and I'm speaking from a listener's question, in the growing economy in support of hemp, cannabis, or medical marijuana. So Doc Rob might be able to give us some insights, because if I'm not mistaken, I remember he's a consultant or somehow linked in Arizona.
He manages, I believe, a couple of dispensaries in Arizona.
Yeah, so I know
he's in the industry.
Yeah, many of our listeners are interested in tasting a bit of that economy, how they can get involved in that. So we will hit that topic as well. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We do have a major announcement on time shifting. August 4th, that's what Super Don says. So we'll let you know. Stand by. Our Monday through Friday show is shifting time zones. Even though we're going to be in the same time zone.
Do we need a DeLorean for that? We're not shifting time zones. What are you talking about? No, we're just changing our time. We're changing the time that we're going to be live. So if you want to know what time you can listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show live, you'll have to keep listening, because we'll make that announcement shortly.
We're going to spin a dreidel, and wherever it lands, that'll be what time we'll start. How's that?
2 in the morning. Yay!
It's 2 in the morning somewhere. You know that. That's true. We've got a global audience. Stick around. Lots more healing to go. Doc Rob's going to join us. Say thanks to our friends at HempMedsPX.com. 20% off in the month of July. SHW47 is the code. We'll be right back. Healing the cannabis, or cannabis healing?
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
All right, rocking the health world on a Sunday afternoon or morning, depending on which time zone you're in. And I don't even know, as I say, we're going to be switching time zones. And Super Don says, no, we're not switching time zones. We're changing time frames.
We can't. It's impossible. We're switching times, not time zones, unless you're moving and I don't know about it.
No, I'm not. I'm always moving. I stand up, do a stand-up show. But we are going to figure that out. You know, someone to help us figure it all out a good friend of ours. Doc Rob is back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got questions about cannabis cures and CBD and THC. He went to Italy for a major medical conference there with maybe some breakthrough science we haven't heard about yet. Also, we do have a question of the day coming up about how to get involved with the cannabis industry. It's an emerging bright spot in the economy. And with that, let's welcome him back. Dr. Rob, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, guys. Great to be back on the show. How's everyone doing?
We're not sure yet until we know how well you're doing. You're our guest.
I'm always doing
our guest.
Well.
How's your Italiano, by the way? How did you do on that Italy trip?
The Italy trip was amazing. The venue was remarkable. My Italian is still very lacking. I just had to find some friends there that could be my translator for me. So I did the best I could.
Did any Italians pinch you on your tushy? That's what they're known for.
What?
I was looking for a couple of female ones to do that, but I wasn't fortunate.
What?
What? Wait, is that a stereotype? The
Italians pinch people on the butt? Yeah, I've never heard that one.
Oh, come on.
I did not see or witness that one. I did see a lot of guys who, when they saw an attractive woman, were not shy to let them know. They were very much in their face and checking them out very closely. Kind of, it was impressive how bold they were. But then again, they're Italian, so they get away with it.
See, that's what I'm saying. There was cultural realities there that may be different than other places, and I don't know. Some maybe embrace it or not. But let's put that on the side burner and talk about the CBD and THC, the science of weed, so to speak. As you went to this conference and maybe connected to emerging science that may not have even been published yet, I'm not sure, but I'm really curious to hear like some of the highlights of that event.
Yeah, it was amazing. And first and foremost, there is that documentary Science of Weed, and those guys, Lindsay and his team, were out there actually doing some more interviews with some of these top docs, and they were a great team to talk to and work with. This conference brought together several hundred of the top researchers, scientists, clinicians, doctors in the cannabinoid industry, basically around the world. There was a tremendous following, obviously, from Italian researchers, Germany, Israel. There was a good group of Americans, too. I met a great team of researchers and so forth from Vanderbilt University, research from Brooklyn even, to Scripps in San Diego, to Canada. It was a very global encounter. And they all had the same passion of really getting to the understanding of what cannabinoids and the cannabis plant offers from a scientific and research base. I'll tell you honestly, some of that research was over my head. They're talking about neurochemistry on such a deep, fine-tuned level that I was like, okay, you give me the cliff notes, please.
Yeah, exactly. Well, dig it into where they're going. And I've watched some of the YouTubes of some of these researchers, the one particular one from Israel, that is just stunning in what they're uncovering and finding. If we take it into a lay language, you know, we've talked a little bit about over the last months about the endocannabinoid system, it being present almost everywhere, big time in the gut, big time in the liver, big time in the neurological system in the brain, neuroprotective, neuroregenerative, anything to strengthen our understanding a little bit about that, give you more confidence in working with it for specific reasons.
Oh, yeah, it was great. There was a group that did research on the endocannabinoids, those cannabinoids produced in our own body by our cells and how the system reacted to them. And there was a whole other group that was studying phytocannabinoids, the plant-based cannabinoids from marijuana or the cannabis whole plant, as well as a major keynote speech on industrial hemp and all the uses of industrial hemp. And that was really exciting for me because that's obviously an interest of mine, being that it's much more accessible right now in the United States. And therefore, the interesting was the relationship between hemp and cannabis plant and hops, as well as some other plants. And, you know, I keep looking at this whole political, legal thing with THC, and I'm like, well, we need to start banning beer and hops. And we need to start banning portobellos and button mushrooms, because if they're anywhere near the family of a psychedelic or psychotropic plant, then they should all be canceled out, right? If that's what they're doing to the cannabis plant. And of course, I'm joking with that, but at the same time, it's really unfair to nitpick, you know, on the cannabis plant, because one constituent of over 100 cannabinoids, the THC, has some psychoactive principles, so the whole plant becomes banned and unavailable. It's pretty amazing how these guys are looking at this plant and they're saying, okay, there's THC, great. There's CBD, great. But there's about 100 other cannabinoids that they're just starting to study and research, and they're seeing properties like immune supporting, even anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, and they're like, why are we not opening this doorway? And the truth is, with this type of research going on, the doorway is already being kicked open a little bit, and the field of cannabis or cannabinoid-based medicine is just coming up the pipe, Brian, right now.
It's very much an emerging, or I should say re-emerging in a sense, because we know in the Merck manual, I mean, cannabis was part of the pharmacopoeia. Of course, it is utilized in homeopathic medicine as well. The question is, are the doctors getting the word? You know, I think the last time we talked, there might have been, I think somebody said Temple University, maybe the only medical school that teaches about the endocannabinoid system. I don't know if that's growing rapidly enough. So the doctors, medical in particular, are behind on this big time.
Well, the medical system's been behind. You know, look, 10 years ago, were they talking about whole food nutrition and gluten and those type of things either? No. Then they are now. And even the saturated fats, you know, was always the evil. Now it's starting to, you know, be recognized as not bad for you. Actually, it's somewhat important in some types of food delivery systems. So, you know, there's always going to be an evolution and change. It's letting these doctors feel comfortable with it, be open to it, and obviously have the science to back it. And this symposium was amazing. There were 15-minute presentations, which means boom, 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 15 minutes, give us the highlights, give us your research, tell us your summary, and move on to the next one. And it was amazing because it kept people at the edge of their seats as to what is the next presenter going to bring out. You know, and it was that amazing. And there was talks about there are pharmaceutical companies obviously interested in the scientific aspects and how to synthesize drugs and how to treat major disease and conditions. One of the takeaways that I took from this conference, and it's really important to emphasize, is that, you know, in America we have this concept of more is always better.
Mm-hmm.
So if 10 milligrams or something is good, 20 is going to be better. And, you know, as a homeopath, that's not the case.
Right.
And, you know, I talk a lot about CBD, and CBD, as much as it's safe, and that's what a lot of research showed, that, you know, the toxicity levels or neurotoxic value is really not there. At super, super, super high doses, it may be counter-beneficial, you know. But the truth is that they don't know, and they're still working on this, and this is one of my passions and what we're going to be working on going forward, is low-dose CBD on a daily basis proving to be as efficacious as someone trying to do high doses to treat a condition. You know, not everyone looking at these endocannabinoids and phytocannabinoids need to treat a disease state or a health issue. They just want to feel better and have their body work better. So
right.
The idea now is that low dose on a regular basis is really going to be, I think, as important, if not more important, as something like vitamin D, you know, or your multivitamin.
Well, Dr. Rob, it may only be anecdotal, but I will say in my case, doing the low dose consistently, I'm dealing with stress. My body is handling stress better. I mean, I'm aware of it, but I can know when my body would normally break down and say, okay, enough is enough. You need rest. You need more recovery. You need to chill out. And I found myself going through some of these phases where I would normally be done, and I wasn't done yet. So I think the adaptogenic support on some level has to be very real.
There is, and I'm getting that from a lot of people right now. And so when a lot of people say, oh, I need more, 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 I'm like, no, you don't. You just need to be consistent and work on other things as well. It's like saying, take this pill and everything else is going to get fixed. No, it's take this, you know, supplement and support your health by getting more sleep and eating healthier and a little exercise and doing all the other therapeutic lifestyle changes that we need to be healthier, that we know about. You can't look for a miracle solution left and right, but it is. The reports I'm getting for those people that are very in tune with their body, they're taking low dose of the CBD, specifically the CBD-rich hemp oil, because they don't have to worry about legalities in different states.
Right.
They're getting that kind of less anxiousness, they're getting a better response to stress, and there is the science showing how it relates to the corticosteroids and the stress steroids, and they're feeling like a more clarity and better functioning. And if that's something that's going to help a larger scale amount of people than just that small percentage of those with major health conditions. Although
need
a
medicinal dosing, so to speak. Yeah, we had a couple of minutes before our first break here with Dr. Rob. Super Don, I want to get to a question that came in a while ago. We were waiting for Doc Rob to be available so we could do this. I think it's from Duran Duran. Did you know that Duran Duran is in Arizona, Super Don? Am I reading that right?
No, that's not Duran Duran. It's Donna Duran.
Donna Duran. Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. All right. Well, this is this is really cool because it relates to Arizona, and Doc Rob actually consults or in some way has access to the economy of scale in Arizona with these dispensaries. And I want to get this. This is, it says, hi, I listen to your podcast every day. Your info is very informative. I have a question regarding trying to find employment in a medical marijuana establishment. A new place opened where I live so close that I could drive my scooter there. I had an interview with them a few months ago, and I've called several times. I have a BS in chemistry as well as a farm tech license. My age is in my mid-40s. I don't understand what else I can do to have these people hire me. I explained that I believe in holistic healing, and at an interview months ago, I mentioned your website to lots of, with lots of great information. What else can you recommend that I can do to get a job there? I feel like it could be my age being an obstacle. I live so close by, and this is a very small town in northern Arizona. Just wondering if you have any advice. Thanks for your time, Donna Duran. All right, Doc Rob, is being in your 40s too old for a job in a medical marijuana dispensary? Is that it?
No, I don't think the age is any sort of factor. I think you have to look at the population. A lot of these dispensary owners have invested a lot of money and time and resources just to get the dispensary licensed and get the dispensary opened, and they don't necessarily have the traffic, the business, that supports a large staff. So when they hire someone, they like to try to, they go through an expense to make sure that they're covered, that they have a certain credentials as far as they have to file certain fingerprints and dispensary
right.
agent forms with the state. So there's a lot of expense to get someone to work in their dispensaries. And so they don't just randomly hire more people or fire someone.
Right, so it might be another issue. Someone. I want to get into that with you. Doc Rob, stick around. We're going to get in. How do you get involved in the economy of cannabis? Because it could be another uplifting thing for your bottom line. And there are many options, and Doc Rob has a few of them at least to talk about when we come back from this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Well, I know Super Don's excited. I'm going to talk more epigenetics and cancer next hour.
Yay!
Yay! Thrill a minute. And Doc Rob would love to stick around for that, but he's a busy guy, so we got to get everything out of him. Let's squeeze him. Squeeze. All right. Consider yourself squozen, Doc Rob. You are now going to reveal more information for not only Duran Duran, but, Debbie Duran, to learn about how does she get involved perhaps in a dispensary, or maybe there are other opportunities with this emerging cannabis economy.
Well, here's the fresh and raw squeeze version. There's so many opportunities, but the key is, I like that she has a science background. Science is always key. You know, what they're doing now is they're trying to build in more certification bodies and groups that will keep the dispensaries as well as the quality of the product being sold through dispensaries at the highest level. So there might be some certification groups that she might want to look into. I don't want to say like the inspector, but there are those that are going around and trying to do inspections on the quality of the dispensary's product, because that's a big thing for me too. You can grow stuff, but if it's grown with pesticides and chemicals, that's not really medical. You know, we want to make sure that everything from the top down is clean and health conscious. There are obviously, you could talk to dispensaries themselves. However, most of the people working in the dispensaries don't own the dispensaries. So when you go into a dispensary and you talk to the employee there, A, they don't want someone else coming in looking for a job that might replace them. But you have to maybe try to find out who might be the owner of the dispensary and talk to them directly and see if you can offer some benefits. Also, taking extra classes. There are a lot of cannabis education classes. There's a lot of there's even becoming a caregiver in the state on your own merit might be beneficial to say you have this internal knowledge of what the Arizona law system, or any state, what the state's laws are around medical marijuana or cannabis in general. The more intelligent or law-conscious a person is, the more likely that person is going to be attractive to an owner or dispensary. Because right now the biggest thing is following the law of the land. We don't want people breaking the law, saying things they shouldn't be saying or doing things they shouldn't be doing, because we want this industry to grow from an ethical standpoint and a legal standpoint. Of course, there's always some of the other businesses. There's some people get into the vapor business. That's still part of it in a kind of a cousin type of variety. There are opportunities like that business, Canaway, which allows people to get into the CBD hemp business and really promote hemp oil and hemp products and CBD. So there's a lot of opportunities. But again, it's an emerging field, and I would just keep up on the science and the laws and see, you know, what areas can, you know, fit into, you know, the sure. individual's paradigm.
Well, and Dr. Rob, even our health food store listeners that own health food stores, run health food stores, can tap into the CBD right now, no matter what the state says about marijuana, because the CBD we talk about from industrial hemp is available to them to become, you know, another retail product for them.
It is, and that's what we're working on my end as a consulting with Hemp Meds, is we're working to make more CBD-rich hemp oil products that are attractive to the customer, that are health beneficial, as we said, on low dose but on a daily use. And I think that that's going to be a new market, and I think people should jump on it now. I think some of the pricing maybe scares some people away because it's expensive, but mm-hmm. it's only because it's been this more is better model, and we don't believe that. We want to believe people to have it in a wide variety of foods and products, just like omega-3s. You don't want to just have one source of omega-3s. You still want to eat your, you know, wild-caught salmon and get some fresh omega-3s there as well, you know. So, the hemp industry, we are supportive of it as a whole, you know, whether it be buying hemp textiles and hemp shirts. I have some hemp shoes, you know, supporting, you know, hemp soaps, all sorts of things related to hemp and the hemp industry. As the consumer demand continues to grow, the government, the state, they'll have to recognize that this is an industry that is going to not only help the individual, but help us as a society in whole. So
it's hemp. It's hemp happiness here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rob, Super Don, and everybody wants to plug into it. And just as we're reviewing the social networks, our good friend Roseanne Lindsay, she's a naturopath. You met her at the Chicago Cannabis Conference, Dr. Rob, right? Remember, she's the author of The Nature of Healing, and she just plugged us into the New York Times yesterday, editorializing, saying it's time to end prohibition, repeal prohibition again, as they say, and they have now gone on the record saying we should just throw on a federal level, undo the prohibition to this plant.
Of course I agree with it, but you know, that's something that we have a lot of politics around, but things are starting to shape up. People can't dismiss the large benefits and the industry that's happening all around us, and if they want to be a part of it and support the people, or they're going to be, you know, the ones that are going to be fighting, and the people are still going to win. The power of the people should prevail.
Doc Rob, real quick, your website for all my listeners.
My website's docrob.com, DocRob. Very simple, but definitely follow me on all the social media, Doc Rob on Facebook, DocRob on Twitter, DocRob with an S on Instagram.
And the power to heal is yours. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this break. Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.